Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with us, still coming down, I think, from last night's match, is Des Cahill. Morning to you, Des.
Oh, Rachel, it was one of those games that was absolutely grabbed you, you know, and Real Madrid snatch victory. Two very, very late goals, defeating Bayern Munich 2-1. So Real set up a Champions League final with Borussia Dortmund. Bayern looked to be heading to the final when Alphonso Davies cut in and blasted a superb goal on 68 minutes. And Bayern still led with only 2 minutes remaining. But then substitute Joselu, who formerly played with Stoke City, scored twice in 3 minutes. And the winning goal was originally given as offside, and then VAR intervened to show he was onside, and it sparked incredible scenes of celebration in the Bernabeu. It's where Real had never won anything. The place went bananas. So they're hanging on 4-3. And then worse for Bayern, in the 13th minute of injury time, Bayern got the ball in the net, and it was controversially ruled offside. So for Bayern Munich manager Thomas Tuchel, it was all difficult to take.
Yeah, of course, we were like almost through, it's almost there, and we had a very unusual mistake of our very best player for the equalizer. Then we conceded in a very narrow decision, the second one in stoppage time. Then we scored one, and they have a disastrous decision from the linesman and from the referee. So it feels... is almost like a betrayal in the end because of that decision, and it was a huge fight. We left everything on the pitch, we were almost there, now we have to say congratulations to Real Madrid.
Have you spoken to anyone about that? Have you had any explanation?
The linesman said sorry, but that does not help on that kind of level to raise the flag in a decision like this, in a close decision in the last minute. And the referee as well, the referee does not have to whistle. He sees that we win the second ball, he sees that we get a shot away. To whistle is a very, very bad decision, and it's against the rules, and it's a bad decision from both of them. It's a disaster, but okay. Tough to swallow, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, was tough to swallow. But Real Madrid, 14-time European champions, now face Dortmund on Saturday the 1st of June at Wembley. Also last night, the Italian side Fiorentina reached the Europa Conference League final for the second successive year. Their 1-1 draw at Bruges earning them a 4-3 aggregate victory. In the final, they'll meet either Olympiacos or Aston Villa, who play tonight in Athens, and Olympiacos take a 4-2 lead into that game. In the second leg of the Europa League semi-finals tonight, Atalanta host Marseille. The sides are level at 1-1 from the first leg, and Bayer Leverkusen, unbeaten all season, are 2-2 going into their home game with Roma. Stephen O'Donnell has made a swift return to football as Bohemians assistant manager. He's been brought in by Alan Reynolds as his number two, just a month after he was sacked by Dundalk. In golf, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are amongst the 69 players at the Wells Fargo Championship who will be grouped in three balls for the first two rounds because of a fear of thunderstorms. Leona Maguire and Stephanie Maddow are in action in New Jersey. In cycling, the French rider Benjamin Thomas outsprinted his breakaway colleagues to win the fifth stage of the Giro d'Italia, giving the Cofidis team their first victory of the year. Tadej Pogačar still holds the overall lead. Ryan Mullen is 167th. In racing, Derby contender Hidden Law suffered a fatal injury after winning the Chester Vase. It was terrible. He had a fractured leg. Earlier, the Ralph Beckett-trained Forest Ferry gave Galway jockey Ross O'Ryan his first victory at Chester in the Cheshire Oaks. The meeting continues at Chester today. It's also racing at Goran Park and Tipperary.